So there's the Gemara in Sukkah. So what comes out from this Gemara in Sukkah? So the Gemara in Sukkah learns out from the Pasuk in Zechariah that there's going to be a big hesped. The hesped is going to be in Machlikas. Either it's going to be from Sheikh Meisav that got killed, or it's for the Yitzhar Hara that got killed. Right? They're going to ask the question, why are you making a hesped with the Yitzhar Hara? But when Akhlapanen comes out from this Gemara, you see that there's going to be a Meshech Ben Yisif, who's going to come before Meshech Ben David, and he's going to get killed. So the Gemara is a bit vague, it doesn't explain too much. One of the obvious questions that come up is, why do you need two Mashiachs? Why is Meshech Ben David not enough? Why do you also need Meshech Ben Yisif? And why does he have to get killed? Rav Sadia Goin, in the Sefer Emunos V'Deis, he says that Meshech is going to come only when it's going to come through Tshuva, from the Yidin. Elamai, if the Yidin do Tshuva on our own, so then Mashiach will come earlier. But if we don't do tshuva on our own, so then how is Mashiach going to come? So when the set time comes for Mashiach, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Ebeshur will make a point, a terrible king will make Xedus worse than Haman HaRasha. And because of that, automatically the Yidin will do tshuva from all the tzaros they're having. So Sadia Gain says, what is this referring to? This is the whole story of Mashiach Ben Yosef. He says, what's going to cause all these tzaddis for the Yidden? It's Mashiach ben Yosef. The fact that Mashiach ben Yosef came and he fought a war against the Goyim and he lost, that's going to cause all these tzaddis for the Yidden, and that's going to make the Yidden do tshuva. But if the Yidden do tshuva on their own, then this whole story of Mashiach ben Yosef doesn't have to happen. Rav Sadia Gain is saying that this whole story of Mashiach ben Yosef is only if the Yidden don't do tshuva on their own.